Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Are you having a lovely retreat week?
I am. A lovely retreat week.
Yeah, that's good. I always, one of the first things I do every day, because I am weather obsessive, is to check the weather, especially if I'm not currently at the monastery. And I notice that the weather, the fashion of the weather this year, it has been very hot during the retreat, and as soon as the retreat is over, the temperature is going to drop.
Yes, it's almost as if there's a conspiracy to having the crucible of transformation be really at the right temperature.
Right. That's a great image. I'm going to think of it that way from now on. Well, what were we doing over the weekend? I've already forgotten.
Okay, so on Friday we had explore each to determine the payoff for maintaining it. This is the positive and the negative opinions. What do you gain? What do you lose? And then on Saturday, it was an exploration of how do you determine what is positive and what is negative. And then on Sunday, we had to record and listen to page 87 in the manual, and then for the next 24 hours, question the assumption of the importance of opinions. Record and listen.
What a weekend.
What a weekend. All right, so here's our first caller.
All right.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Alicia from Seattle.
Hello, Alicia.
Hello. Well, here I saw some things.
this is good. It's almost unavoidable when we're looking, isn't it?
It's true, and it's in a way. It's in this case. I sort of had a disorienting experience, so I can really see. Now I'm thinking about the three exercises, but the one I think it's Friday's. So let me arrange my thoughts. So about how we decide what's positive and what's negative.
Don't you love that one? Don't you just love that one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Go ahead.
Well, because I think I know. At first it's like, oh, well, what hurts people? I have a negative opinion about what hurts people. But that came out first. And then it's like, well, when I look at it, I don't think I know. I mean, for the most part, I don't think I really know where any of my opinions. It's almost like, and I think, maybe this is part of the point. They're programmed, programmed in. I don't know where they came from. I can't really see how I got them in a lot of cases when I look at some. But one thing that became really clear, in the case of the the negative opinions, this shouldn't be happening, or this is wrong, the negative. Mm-hmm. What I can see about that is how with the negative, the end result seems to be of separation, like an isolation, separation, rejection of not just other people, although that's often the case. You end up feeling, you have this like very like angry and alone in the world, sort of experience.
Right. Well, you're separate from life.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's true that we feel separate from other people because, well, he shouldn't be that way, and I don't know why she does that kind of, you know, so we can say, okay, separate from them. But really, it's separate from life. I don't like how life does things. I don't agree. I don't agree with life. I think it's making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and especially when you say it, you can see the arrogance of it. But a big question came up for me, and when I look at, I was trying to think. So, it's not uncommon these days that I'll be in an environment where. So I'm trying to think how I could, maybe I'll say a little bit of content because this is an example that I could come up with many, but where, for example, I have an idea, an opinion about how I think something should happen. And in this case, it's with the PTA, kind of a light example. But with our PTA, a couple of us had an idea. We wanted to share some of the money we raised and give to a school that's not so wealthy, which to me seemed like, that's clear. That's something we should do. You know, I have the strongly held opinion. And when presented and it came back that actually lots of people disagreed with that, we had agreement, but there were people that disagreed. And my experience of being in that environment where I have what I think is the good, right opinion, and then someone doesn't agree with me, and my experience becomes, I'm just back to separation. It goes deep, like I start to, almost immediately there's this sensation of defense and shutdown, and I get so quickly identified with, like, you're wrong, and you're bad. Like, I can't even function, you know,
I promise you, I'm only laughing because I'm so relating. And the way you're laying it out is really perfect. I mean, first of all, I want to go back to one of the original things you said that is the heart and soul of the whole matter, is realizing, I don't know where these opinions came from. I don't know when I got them. I don't know why I hold them. That's mm-hmm. That is why we do awareness practice, right? Because we start to realize I've been programmed and I've agreed with the program, and now I think the program is really true and right, and I get ready to fight to the death anybody who's programmed differently,
right?
Which is the funny part of it, right? And then the other part is we're talking about the PTA, right?
Right.
This is not the, you know, this is not the hate group from hell that's there
right.
to try to, I mean, these are other parents who care enough
right.
about their kids and in society that they're in the PTA. So the whole progression is really a perfect picture of what we're up against here. And, of course, I think the most important thing of all out of everything that you've described is that the only place we can get to is, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Because what if it's not actually a better thing to take this money and do that with it? What if it would actually be better if those of us who wanted to do that would come up with another way to come up with the money so that the people who don't agree don't have to feel like their money is being used for something that they disagree with as violently as
right.
you would agree with it, right? What if there's a completely different possibility that I'm not able to see because I am so caught believing that this is the right way to see it, and there's something really wrong with those people who don't see it that way.
Well, and it is, I mean, it is really clear that, it's clear to me in this exercise, like, I don't strive to be in a place where, like, I'm going to start hating people although it's quite a common experience, that's not what I'm looking for. And yet, how do you, so if you're like in an I don't know place, yeah, you can tell I'm noodling because I'm just like,
and I'm going to stop you. because the point of approaching life with awareness practice is that when we get to that I don't know place and we learn to stay in that I don't know place, then the deeper wisdom that animates us is able to guide us.
I see.
But as long as we're trying to figure it out, as long as we're in conditioned mind trying to figure it out, then we're still in the realm that ego actually wants us in. Because let's face it, ego doesn't care a flying fig about those kids in that school or your kids in their school or anything else. It's just sowing the seeds of suffering wherever it can. And so to realize that, the best opinion in the world, if it's being held by ego, is something we need to let go. Yeah. So this will give you lots to look at, right? Lots to...
Yes, it's great.
Sit still. Yeah. That's perfect. Thank you for that. That was really helpful to me.
Well, thank you, because it's also very, like, helpful in a way that sort of your mind just feels like, whoa, you know, just
conditioned mind. You're introduced to it. Been turned into a pretzel.
Yeah, exactly. But it's great. It's so wonderful. So anyway, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alicia. You know, part of our retreat experience, right, Cherry, is as we bring into conscious awareness what conditioned mind does, it's almost always the first question, what do I do?
Yeah.
And it's sort of an interesting premise to recognize that in awareness practice, we're bringing aware, that's what we do. We bring awareness to the way the mind works as a way of discovering an alternative state of being in the world. That's the action, you know? And so what was interesting to me about that conversation is how much the conditioned programming is to resolve itself.
Yes, which if I'm following your point, is meant never to happen.
It's meant never to happen. So here is this awareness that there's a way that the way that I'm identified with, which results in this polarity of right and wrong, which results in a sense of separation, which, you know, there's an observation of all of that, and then it's like, well, what do I do about that, right? As opposed to, I mean, it's sort of what the Buddha said, right? Good and bad. There's the mind that does that, and so there's aversion and there's attachment, and that's what causes us to suffer because it causes us to be separate from life. And that awareness of that is sort of the transformation.
Yes.
Because it allows us to not act in the world that way or practice not going with that.
So essentially, the answer to that question, what do I do, is nothing.
That's right.
Right? Which makes ego absolutely insane. Wow. What about blah, 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 blah? And I always comfort myself with, there are a cajillion issues like that happening in the world all the time, every second.
Yes.
And I know nothing about them, and so I'm not disturbed by them. And if I didn't know about this one, I wouldn't be disturbed by it either. So I'm just going to go ahead and not be disturbed by it and let life sort out my direction.
Yes. Well, and here's the piece I think we often don't add, but there is a way in which that intelligence is able to act without my opinion about it. You know, that the confusion is that I, that pr- process is the one that arrives at some conclusion or action. And that's mm-hmm. the identification with that is the issue. That's all we're surrendering. It doesn't mean that we're not agents in life. We're just not the agency, you know?
Yes. So, and in the way Alicia laid it out, apparently, people did decide to do that. They voted, and the majority want to do that. So it does, things do happen all the time that we are a part of. But
yes.
the point is that ego wants us to believe that we're making life happen.
Yes.
And we're not. We're going along with life happening.
Yes, exactly. And having opinions about it.
Happening.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Uh-oh. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. It's Brian from Detroit.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
This was really fascinating. Yesterday, I ended up with a study group, and so I went to this person's house, and we were sitting around, and I thought, well, I'll just sit and listen to my opinions and ask myself the question, how do I know that before I say anything? And it really shone a big light on the amount of opinions that are just out there kind of in general. And one of my friends noticed and said, you're really quiet. I'm like, yeah, because I have opinions. But when I have a certain perspective on the opinion, I'm not emotionally attached to it at all because they seem to be so emotionally based because there's so little facts in opinion. It's kind of like a guessing game for me, I guess. But it was fascinating because I'll never stop having opinions, but I think having the perspective that the fact that it is an opinion it takes the juice out of having it.
Well, Brian, what you've pointed out is really powerful. That if we could remember what's actually happening here is this is how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Because we can watch ourselves go from, this is interesting to, as Alicia pointed out, I want to kill those people in a shockingly short period of time because that emotion just takes over. And there's nothing logical or rational or anything else going on. So that seeing how ego works the emotions to put us in that place of separation, I think is an essential piece of this puzzle.
Yeah, I really did. I think it was really huge yesterday because as I was recording and listening on the way home, there was a lot of insights that came up about how I'll have an opinion, somebody else will have an opinion, I'll feel like I have to defend this opinion about something that I know nothing about. And it's almost pure conditioned ego just dragging me out of reality because there I am getting upset or angry or I don't know. It's just, it's a really neat perspective. And it's having opinions turns into this really fun thing when I realize how useless it is.
Because
they keep coming up, but not. I'm starting to chuckle over it a lot, going, "Well, you don't really know that. I mean, if you have a need to say it, go ahead." But I'm really, you know, it's kind of like I feel like I'm barking at the moon or something. You know, it's like
right. Well, and it puts us in that place of, I don't know why I think that.
Yeah. Ooh,
right?
I mean,
there's that opinion. Is it really mine?
Yeah.
Gosh. I don't know, because actually I don't know. So for me often, see if this is a part of it for you, I'll get caught in what is an intellectual, what seems like an intellectual place, when actually what's going on is something way simpler and more fundamental. And that is, if I'm going to project back onto Alicia, you know, what's painful for her is seeing children deprived of opportunities because there isn't money. And the desire to make that money available so that all children get to have the best opportunity that they can have. So it's not, it hurts my heart to think of children doing without. That's it.
Right.
And there's kind of no way to argue. I mean, if I try to argue that intellectually, then it's not going to go anywhere because that's not really what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, and I found myself watching myself in a group, sort of vying for status and attention instead of really making any clear, concise point. So an opinion was a way to gain status if my opinion was approved or accepted. But back to the point you just made, it wasn't based on anything. It wasn't really based on, okay, I believe in this, then why do I have to have an opinion about it? I mean,
yes.
I don't really need to.
Can I just live it?
Yeah, I can.
I can live what's important to me.
Yeah. Do I want to do something about it or not? That might be the next question. You know, and you know, if it's truly important to me, and I'm not just trying to get status or attention from other people, or conditioning is trying not to get that center place. Going, hey, look how important you are. You have an opinion about I don't know, the political system right now or something. It's and it's fun to know that. I think it's fun to look at that.
Yes. Well, disidentification is way more fun than identification.
Right? I'm starting to get that.
Yeah, because what we're realizing is I may think I'm the lead character in this drama, but actually I'm just being jerked around constantly by a director that I'm not aware of. And
right.
So to disidentify and watch that process happen, that's a good time.
It is. Yeah, it gives me a lot of joy to be able to see those things and be able to drop that and be able to look at it and go, well, it's okay. It doesn't, I don't have to get attached to it one way or the other, but I can watch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can enjoy the awareness.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thank you so
All
much.
Right. Thank you, Brian.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Ryan. Oh, that was such a powerful insight that an opinion is an ego position, and it masks actually what's going on, which is just how I feel about something.
Yeah.
And how I feel about something is, I mean, there are multiplicities of that in everyone around, and if we don't argue for it, as you said, from an intellectual position, then it's possible for everyone just to express what they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different way of being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and I still don't know why. I still don't know why do I care about that and somebody else doesn't. It's an interesting thing, but if I concluded from that's an uncaring person, well,
yes,
that's very likely not true. It's just they don't care about that.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. And I don't care know why I care about this, and I don't care about what they care about, right? It just becomes an interesting experience of how we are, not what it means. And I project part of it is if we're not arguing it from the intellectual perspective, as you say, then we can actually be aware of a bias which prevents us from being here for a sharing of different experiences of life in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Of course, ego is the world of opposites, right? And so it's constantly trying to create that separation and polarization. Because what I saw as you were laying that out is politically in this country and probably in all countries and all relationships, if we could get to, this is what I care about. What do you care about? How do we make all of that happen? How can we, is there a way that we can work toward everyone feeling good about what they care about? I don't know. It seems like it would be a lovely experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Oh, what a fun conversation. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha.
Hey, Laura. Hi. This has been such a fascinating series of exercises. It's just taken me all kinds of different places. And one of the places was in 12-step programs, there's a tradition that says we have no opinion on outside issues so that we're not diverted from the primary spiritual aim of the programs. And so I've been practicing with that for actually a really long time. And what I noticed this weekend as I was ready to jump in with opinions about all kinds of issues was I could just be quiet and let other people talk.
Which helps us focus on the primary purpose of the spiritual purpose of the program, right?
Of
awareness in life, if we expand it out to that. Because when we're, as Brian was indicating, you know, trying to get our opinion out there so that we get the approval of other folks, it's very difficult to watch what's going on with us.
And what came up was the question, well, how important is it for me to have a really strong opinion and try and convince somebody that it is the correct one?
Yeah. What does that get us?
And then another part of it is, and I mean, I thought the first example was so interesting, is when is it important for me to step up and I guess take some action?
Mm-hmm. I think about that quote that I always attribute to Robert Louis Stevenson, and I think it's not, but guy is walking down the street and comes upon a fellow who's beating a dog, and we'll say Robert steps in and stops the guy, interferes with the guy, and the guy says, "It's my dog. I'll beat him if I want to." And Robert says, "It's God's dog, and I'm here to defend him."
Boy, that really clarifies it, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, because people get in all kinds of ego twists about that. Well, okay, so you're not going to have opinions. And what if you come across somebody abusing a child? Are you just going to, you know, people like to have those kinds of, in quotes, philosophical debates. But when we're present, when we're actually here for what's happening, there's seldom that kind of confusion about appropriate behavior.
Exactly. And I was with some people yesterday who were having those kinds of philosophical discussions that are such a pull for me, because ego always thinks, well, this is the, you know, this is the correct way of looking at this.
Let me and sort it out for them.
Exactly.
Let me explain it to
you. I'll bring clarity. And just to watch the process of that was so fascinating. And just to realize, okay, this is all intellectual theoretical stuff that really, well, I don't know. It's just not relevant to what's actually happening right now.
Yes. To realize this, that we're actually missing the moment.
Yes.
You know, we're kind of doing this mental process that has an unfortunate, sometimes unfortunate way of describing it. But it's just so stroking the ego. That's really all that's going on. And often in those lofty, when they're lofty discussions, then we can wonder what might be possible for this world if we were to take that time and space and energy and turn it towards something that would be potentially beneficial to someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sandwiches and take them to the homeless.
Right. What if we took this energy and put it towards the forces of good?
Yes.
As opposed to the forces of ain't it awful and those people are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which makes me feel so good and right and righteous, and stops me from realizing I haven't accomplished anything except feeding my own ego.
Yes, yes, and creating separation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woo. Well, sobering
Thank
and heartening
you.
At the same time.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. And surprisingly, Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show.
I saw that just a second ago. I thought, where did this go? My goodness. We'll have to get together.
Well, exactly. And today we'll spend our time writing down three things, I believe, I think, I know, and then record and listen.
Okay, so you mean I write one thing I believe, one thing I think, and one thing I know? Or I write three things I... Three of each of those.
Right. No. Write down... Yeah, three things I believe, three things I think, and three things I know. Just like three positive opinions and three negative opinions.
I got it. Well, threes. Threes are big in this book. I don't know who's so into threes, but it is my lucky number. But anyway, all right, very good. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini, and thanks to everybody. Go happy, please, and treasure yourself and enjoy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.